I'm here in the Charlotte Square bookshop, and I've spied two people who look like they might actually read books using devices other than sort of traditional books. So what's your name? Sorry.
Hi, my name's Sharon.
And so I see that you've got sort of the Kindle app on the iPad. What sort of proportion of new books now do you sort of buy sort of an electronic medium?
90%.
90%, that's really high.
I travel a lot, so it's much more practical to carry a lot of books on the device instead of lugging them around all the time. And we live actually in China, where there are relatively few foreign language bookstores, so it's much easier for us to download in a minute.
This is your husband here, so what's your name?
My name's Tom.
So Tom, but I see that you've got a big pile of very sort of delicious looking books there. What is it about a book that makes you want to buy it in a physical form still?
A bunch of things. The first is whether or not it's available on a Kindle format, so some of these are not. The second is that, like this Just My Type book, this one, is a visual book. So, you know, you want to look at it, you want to hold it, you don't want to just read it. So that's really why. The Kindle app is great for books that are purely text. I'm reading one right now that's fiction, that's great, but it's text. So just read it on a Kindle.
What are the biggest disadvantages about reading a book on a sort of electronic device?
Oh, the biggest one is it's harder to share. So, you know, our whole family reads, our friends read. It's nice to sometimes finish a book and lend it to somebody, but it's harder to do electronically. There's a real limitations on how to do that.
And what's the biggest advantage, apart from maybe the portability?
For me, actually, as I get older, I have a hard time reading normal books. On the device, I make them bigger. And sort of I don't want to wear bifocals. So instead of getting reading glasses, I just use the device, and it makes the type bigger instead of having me get bifocals.